Welcome on a Sunday morning to a walk around the estate where I live. And the news is that I'm walking with Zara. Zara's a golden retriever, about 1 year old. And she's on a red lead rope, which is tied around my stomach. She's a service dog. She'll go to live with a family, belong to a family, who've got a child with autism when she's finished her training. Now, I'm not a trainer. We're giving respite to a person with whom Zara lives. And the trainer comes to, we'll call it Zara's house. Actually, her name is Linda. To Linda's house. And comes every day for months to give Zara her training. And I think takes Zara off for many hours, day after day after day. And Zara will end up being an extraordinarily well-trained dog without any habits that would be injurious or worrisome to a child with autism. So it's a dry day here. It was a bit misty first thing this morning. Come on, Zara, come on, come on. Zara doesn't really pull as much now as she did when she came to stay with us first. At least she doesn't pull that much with me. In my pocket are some treats. Yeah, she loves treats, so I gave her a treat before leaving the house, so she knows that the treats are in my pocket. And whenever she behaves well, like, we'll just stop here. That's a good girl. You sit, Zara, sit. She has sat down. I'm taking a bag of treats, training treats, they're called coochies. She's scratching her neck. She's sitting on the pavement, sitting on the ground, quietly. No excitement. There you are, you good dog. Oh, you're the good dog. You're the good dog, yeah. So that's a little treat for her for being good enough to sit when I said sit. When she goes to the toilet, or before she goes to the toilet, you say, busy, busy, and, I better keep my voice down, otherwise she'll think that I'm asking her to do her business. But these dogs, when they are well-trained, and I'm sure Zara will be incredibly well-trained, but they will only go to the toilet when given permission to go to the toilet. They won't go down the street cocking a leg at a lamppost. They won't, you won't have to really take a plastic bag with you, a poop scoop. You won't need any of that because you just let her do her business, let's say, twice a day, and she'll do it whenever. Well, you have to know the dog's dog, and you don't do it at a silly time. You do it about, in this case, maybe about 20 minutes after she's had her breakfast. So the food has had some time to be digested. And so it's I'm learning a lot. We've had several autism assistance dogs from an organisation called AADI, Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland. We've had several over the last couple of years. We used to have a dog called Rocky, and that's a very sad story. So it really is lovely to have a dog back in the house, but also be able to give her back after a few days, because I don't have a way of life which would is really conducive to having a dog full time out of the house too much every day. And you can't leave a dog, I think, alone in the house. It'd be different, I suppose, if there were two dogs, but couldn't leave a dog alone in the house, could you? for 8 hours of a day. I don't think that would be fair. And much and all, as I know, you can hire a dog walker. I've seen people walking dogs on this estate, but that's another. It's just all a bit too much. So I'm very happy here. She's becoming a little bit nosy, sniffing for a bit of a long time. So there's nothing else really to say except to enjoy. I've enjoyed walking with you, and if you want to know anything about dogs for autism, I'm not an expert, but I can tell you a little bit, and I'll be very interested to know if in your area there is such a organization that provides assistance dogs, service dogs, free of charge to families who have a child with autism. Be very interested in that. So, still nobody up and out around the estate here. So look, I wish you a lovely Sunday. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day. Bye.